Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. I'm ready to crank up a brand new week of What's On Your Mind. Welcome your calls, questions, comments. Love hearing from our fine listeners. Give us the jingle today. The great Mike Lindell is going to be here next hour. Update on election integrity. Couple things brewing here that are a little troublesome. Also, some theories out there on Virginia, on why it is there were not more shenanigans in Virginia. We'll ask Mike about that. And did you see what's going on? The guy in New Jersey that lost to that Ed Dura guy?
No, I missed it. What happened?
An eagle flies.
The Eagles in a little bit of distress out there in New Jersey.
Oh, shocking.
So this Ed Dura was that hero truck driver that spent $138 on his campaign.
Yep. Okay, that's
and beat the longest-serving elected person in New Jersey, the Senate president, right?
Yep.
The swamp dweller is not conceded yet and claims that some ballots were found that weren't counted. Yeah, I think the Sopranos helped him out there. I don't know.
All right. Hey, look what I got here in my trunk.
Oh, exactly.
I found some ballots. This
isn't over yet. Anyway, just the games people play, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll talk about that with Mike Lindell. We're going to talk to Dr. Schaefer from Stanford. It's been a concern all along about the tight capacity in hospitals. In North Dakota, Dr. Todd Schaefer is the new president and CEO of the Bismarck region. Assumed the position that was held by our friend Dr. Mike LeBeau, who is soon headed for the chief operating officer, or chief administrative officer, I guess, of the Stanford Health. He'll be in charge of patient care at all of the Stanford facilities. So chance to catch up with Dr. Schaefer. One thing we know about capacity concerns is that we have a capacity issue right now because not so much of COVID patients, but as because COVID kept a lot of people from accessing care, put off other surgeries and other things, and there's this backlog, and that combined with, last I heard, 10-20% of the beds filled with COVID patients has caused a bit of a concern. So we'll talk about capacity, whether that's a concern. Last time we talked to Dr. LeBeau, he said we hit our peak, and talk about the percentage of staff that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 based on their employee request that came with the potential for some exemptions for religious and health reasons, which we applaud. We'll talk with them about all that coming up on the show today. May, in fact, be talking to Charlie Kirk as well today. We're waiting to hear on that. Charlie is supporting the We the People rally in Bismarck today. And, you know, Kevin and I were talking earlier, democracy and freedom require sacrifices, some more than others. We're going to celebrate Veterans Day later this week, celebrate and honor veterans. I'll be hanging out with Todd, the Elks Club, with our buddy Steve Schwann and all the fine sponsors of that annual event that feeds those wonderful vets. How many tickets left, Todd, do we know?
I'll get a call in. I don't know. I've not heard.
Usually by this time they're getting down there.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got tickets, do you want to go to the sponsors and the Action Movers and Schwann Buick GMC and Valet Marine? I know are three I can think of off the top of my head, but they're in a number of places, and I'd get them. Because veterans have a turkey dinner with all the fixings absolutely free. Long-standing tradition they put on in Bismarck. Just love it. Looking forward to being there on Thursday for that. But we know from the veterans the sacrifices that are there. We're not being asked for anything other than letting our voices be heard today from noon until 2 The folks that have put this on have a website set up to talk about it, wethepeoplend.com, wethepeoplend.com. And they're going to go from noon to 2 at the Bismarck, the State Capitol building in Bismarck, rather, just to say, you know what? Some of you have been told that you must, you shall have a vaccine mandate. Heard a story over the weekend from an employee of Continental Resources who happens to live in Montana. And he said, we were told by our employer, because Montana has protected us, we are not in a position of having to make a choice, our job or a jab. However, all of my coworkers, and there's more of them on the North Dakota side right now, are having to decide that. That's not freedom, ladies and gentlemen. That is not freedom. And today you have two options to make a stand, be bold, and say, you know what? And this isn't about imposing anything on business. This is about preventing the federal government from imposing it on business. Thankfully, a court said, wow, this doesn't look constitutional to us. Hard stop. Obviously, a lot of legal process behind that. I was disappointed by something I saw over the weekend. It was a letter written November 4th from virtually every association group. And associations do a lot of good work. They represent people. They represent businesses. They represent the economy of North Dakota. I applaud what they do. And they're a necessary voice. They keep an eye out for their members. That's what they're supposed to do. And I'm looking at a letter that's signed by darn near every one of these. Greater North Dakota Chamber is the first one on this list, but it goes down to all chambers like Bismarck Mandan and, you know, the Associate General Contractors of North Dakota and various chambers and Lignite Energy Council, North Dakota Petroleum Association, Dental, Hospitality, I go on and on and on here. Teachers, power equipment, all of them. Oh, wait a minute. Teachers aren't on here. Of course they aren't. They're woke. But here's what it says. Dear honorable members of the House and Senate Delayed Bills Committee, after thorough review of the 26 bills submitted to the Delayed Bills Committee for approval in the 2021 special legislative session, the organizations listed below strongly urge the passage of only truly technical corrections to legislation passed earlier this year. The vast majority of the bills before you for consideration of introduction require a far more robust public process for review and debate than which may be offered during the condensed special session before the legislature. We believe the 2021 special legislative session should focus on the purposes for which it was convened, to approve the interim redistricting committee's work and allocate federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. Now, when you say it was convened, technically that's not accurate because legislative leadership knew all along and has been saying all along that the ban on vax mandates would be considered and a ban on CRT in North Dakota, something other legislatures have taken up, something other governors have done executive orders on. Back to my example on Continental Resources. Employees in Montana, no issues right now with the vax mandate. Employees in North Dakota, you know why? Because Governor Gianforte and Montana long ago said, no, won't happen here. Texas, Florida, same thing. We've not done that here. The governors chose to issue press releases, which are appropriately strongly worded, but don't have much teeth to them. Attorney General Stengem is fighting on these fronts. Appropriate, but the wheels of justice move slow. So the only stop is to do what other states have done. I can't figure out why the governor's not done this. I did ask over the weekend his spokesperson, does the governor agree or disagree with this letter? They wouldn't tell us. He said they don't comment on pending legislation unless it's pending legislation they're advocating for, I guess, because the governor's been on this show advocating for pending legislation in the special session. I'm very disappointed that I can't get a simple yes or no answer on whether he supports this or not, which leads me to believe he is calling this for one reason, in his mind, and that is redistricting and how to spend free federal money that isn't really free. So, here's what you're left with. The associations that probably represent you in Bismarck, the governor, and the people in this committee do concern me a little bit because there's some that are not exactly stalwarts in defending freedom on the Republican ticket. Judy Lee is one example. And there's a few others that would just soon as go away. The only way it's going to happen is if you go to Bismarck today from noon until 2. Yes, it's a Monday. Yes, you'd have to, depending on where you're at, get in the car right now and go. If you can't do that, a good plan B is to find out who your legislators are and tell them how you feel about this. Especially if you have Judy Lee, West Fargo, Robin Weiss, Todd Porter, a couple I can think of that are waffly on this. But wherever your legislator is, just let them know, and they'll make all the difference in the world. Take the time. Find out. Your calls, and we'll come back on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mike Lindell coming up top of the next hour for an update on all things election integrity. A lot of work to be done on that front. Least of which is all the excuses to shred the Constitution because of COVID. Pushback against voter ID, which the United States Supreme Court, by the way, has said is not voter suppression. And it's still not law of the land. Can't make it up. Anyway, Mike's been canceled by all the big box stores, the shopping channels, everything else, so it's up to us, folks. Up to us to support him. Menards still has my pillow.
I was going to make a note.
The masked Nazis at the Menards.
They do. Menards has all kinds of my pillow stuff. So
good
kudos,
to hear.
Kudos there.
Good to hear. That's great. You've all helped build this company into the amazing company it is today. We've done this together. And I know it's sometimes taken for granted. You think, okay, it's anniversary time. It's birthday time. It's Christmas coming up. All the supply chain issues Joe Biden's caused from his woke inflation driving insanity. Don't worry about it. Mike's got you covered for Christmas gifts and everything else. Great deal right now on the standard My Pillows, $19.98, normally $69.98. So here's what he does. He says, let's just slop off $50 because I don't need to worry about paying the big box stores or the shopping channels or any of that. Pass that discount right on to folks. Same with the My Pillow towels, sheets, slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, MyStore.com for a whole host of products American-made. And FrankSpeech.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for incredible deals. Or call them at 800-506-9028. This is how we fight, folks. It's how we stand up. If you're in. If you can. I want to talk a little bit about what happened while I was gone. That fiasco in Washington, D.C. with the Democrats in total disarray. And the chess match is playing out here because they were able to separate Build Back Broke from the infrastructure package. Okay? I want to talk a little bit about that, too. You tell me what you think is a good idea or a bad idea. CNN, New York Times, they're all spiking the football along with Biden. Oh, Republicans, save the Biden agenda. Are you kidding me? Guy's numbers are in total free fall. An actual infrastructure package that's about one-third of what he wanted it to be that only happened because some Republicans are trying to save us from Build Back Broke is not a victory for Joe Biden. He'll call it one, so all the left-wing loons in the media doesn't mean it's one. Just breathe. Tom and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring. 2580550 on the program today. 2580550 or text me 701-237-1590. Tom, go.
Hello, thank you. Say, on Friday, Senator Kramer mentioned about the North Dakota National Guard and the vaccine mandate where they were going to go with somewhere around like January 4th, where they, if I heard him right, but they could have gone with June of 2022. I guess my question is if we could get a North Dakota National Guard person on to let us know why they would choose to go with the vaccine mandate right in January instead of waiting till June, because from now until June, there's a lot could change. And,
you're right. You're absolutely right. And by the way, I followed this a little bit, and I've done some digging on it. My understanding is the Army deadline was earlier than the Air Guard deadline. So the National Guard deadline was one, and the other one was later, and they took the early one, which, in my mind, this is why we got to fight smart. You know, when the government hands you the confusion of, well, for this group it's this, and for that group it's that, just take the later one. Don't take the earlier one, you know. And I don't know how that decision was made. I do have a plan to track down General Dorman and talk a little bit about that. Senator Kramer actually raised that issue with Kevin and Todd on Friday, scratching his head over it, saying, yeah, why would we do that? He wasn't too impressed. So I'm with you. I don't know, but I'll try and get an answer. And it's what we love doing here. So if you have
all right, thank you.
Yeah, if you have a question on any of this stuff, you want to get an answer, please challenge us to get you the answer. Because sometimes we are trying down to track down an answer, but we don't get one, and it kind of moves off the front burner. You know what I mean? So thanks for calling, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's see here. 100 tickets left, huh, Todd? Is that what Steve Swan told you?
Yep, and they're all going to be in Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, so the other sponsors are all going to get funneled over to that one. So.
All right, so just a handful of each of the places to put all of them together. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and this,
well,
by
though.
The way, this is free for veterans. Free for veterans. Active duty military. First responders, too, I think, right?
Yes.
They put in that group, which I think is great. So anyway, go to Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac Mandan. To get a ticket, if you're a vet that's been left out, an active duty military, a first responder, last chance. I'd get over there today because Thursday we'll be at the Elks Club, all right? Texter says, I'm extremely disappointed in our governor. Not surprised, though. I've completely lost faith in him. Didn't have much to begin with. Larry and Ray, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning. I was thinking the same thing. I was overjoyed this morning listening to your program to... and keep in mind, I haven't listened to every single second of every show since Burgum's been governor, but I was overjoyed to hear you not be like 100% positive with Burgum. And it was nice for me to hear some disappointment in your voice on some of the things he's been doing. Because I, from my stance, he's one of the few voting regrets I've ever had. And I'm a staunch Republican and a conservative. And I don't like what's going on. I for him to do some of the things he's doing and not talking about it is very disappointing. I agree with what you said.
Yeah, here's my disappointment in the government, in the governor. He was elected overwhelmingly because conservatives trusted him. And he has been more politically careful, I think because he's advised by people who have a very different worldview. They politically don't respect the fact that the governor is governor and has the political juice that he does because of conservatives, of Republicans. And, you know, sometimes politicians want to be loved, and they just want to have everybody love them, and you can't do that. It never works. You know, it's going to fall away. I think the governor is a very smart man. I think he has a lot of... private sector business acumen that can serve government well, but I think he's politically naive, listening to the wrong people. And again, I support much of what he's done. I really do. And I've said it, and that's what you've likely heard, Larry. But I'm also not going to, because I supported him, be silent when I think he's wrong. And that's just how I am. I just, you know, you get what you get. There's no chess match with Scott Hinton on the radio. I just say what I believe. And I'm disappointed. I was disappointed on the mask mandate. And I'm disappointed on, you know, putting out statements rather than taking action, as neighboring governors have done. And in North Dakota, with the overwhelming conservative majority we have, Larry, explain to me why this is hard. I don't think this is hard.
It's not hard. It's not difficult at all. Put out the truth.
Stand up for the people who put you there. Stand with them. Very sad to see. Thanks, Larry. So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Brand new week. What's for lunch today? I smell some Swedish meatballs cooking at the NP Avenue store, PetroServe USA, downtown Fargo. Home cook and grab and go convenience. That's what they have for you, PetroServe USA. One of my favorite stops is traveling I-94, Fargo, Bismarck, Fargo Beyond, out there in Teddy Roosevelt country in the beautiful Badlands. Always make a stop in Valley City. It is the stop when you travel to 94, exit 292. Beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham on special today, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I'm very fond of calling ahead and saying, could you slap a Valley Meats burger hand-patted on the grill for me? Throw some raw onions on it, a little Swiss cheese, toasted bun. Mmm! Oh, is that good. So dang good, I can't even tell you. Sausage, potato, and hardwood today. Beef stroganoff, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken, fettuccine, Glendon. And it's Monday. Any fresh baked muffins, 99 cents. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Chris Berg from our Flag Family team is in Bismarck. He will be emceeing this We the People rally from noon until 2 today at the state capitol. Details on that are wethepeoplend.com. He is covering Governor Burgum's address to the state legislature. And the governor will, as tradition has it, when a session opens, lay out his agenda today before legislators. And I imagine we'll hear something on, hopefully, on his thoughts on the other pieces of legislation up as well, on vax mandates, CRT. And they're talking about even doing something on the pro-life front to mirror Mississippi, Texas. I do agree with the lobbyist group that this is not easy in 4 days. But guess what? Nothing's easy. Taking on Joe Biden and this insane agenda is not easy. You find a way. You find a way. You get the right people in the room and say, let's do something. Let's put a firewall up. I'm thrilled that Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard are up for that challenge and made it very clear there will be a bill on each. I also understand the concerns of some of these lobbyist groups. Gosh, there's too many of them, different to competing agendas. This isn't enough time. Need some scrutiny. I get it. That's why you're there. Go make some sausage. Chris Berg is at the state capitol in Bismarck to preview the We the People rally. What's planned from noon to 2 today, Mr. Berg?
It's taking everything back, taking our rights back, our bodily autonomy back. I don't know, Scott, if you had a chance to see the Aaron Rodgers interview over the weekend. And even if you're not a Packers fan and you watch an interview, you're like, okay, this guy's done his homework. And I think that's the stance today after the Fifth Circuit said we're going to put a stay in this because there's some constitutional challenges. And it's, you know, every single day with you, with what you do, it's time for people's voices to be heard. And for the legislators to listen and stand up for our rights.
I'm more of an Aaron Rodgers fan than a Terry Bradshaw fan today. How about you guys?
Did you see that yesterday?
I don't take my medical advice from
Terry Bradshaw.
Football players, yeah. Period. But I just, what I appreciate about Aaron Rodgers is he just says what so many people are thinking. It reminds me of the Rush Limbaugh days when you could just lean in and go, yes, thank you. You said exactly what I'm thinking. You know, so I appreciate the advocacy and pushing up against this incredible mob. It is really something. I mean, I got family members to do this. Oh, can you believe our cousin? She didn't get vaccinated. She's in the hospital. Oh, she's so stupid. I mean, wow. It's just like, just shush already. You know, the idea here is not imposing anything on people. It's preventing the federal government from imposing it on you. This is not hard at all. It's saying, look, parents shouldn't have to say, oh, okay, well, we're going to trust that the critical race theory, the whole equity, inclusion, diversity thing. That's all. We better go along. We better be quiet. You know, it's just we're gonna lose the country we love if we don't say, you know what, enough already. And by the way, nobody should go there and scream and holler and, you know, do anything rude or, you know, do anything other than being very respectful in sending their message. But you got to be heard. You really do. And there's people still can get to Bismarck 12 noon today until 2. And what's on the agenda? What will happen there?
Well, the other thing that I think is going to be fun for people to know, Blind Joe is here. He's live. So he's going to be doing the national anthem. If you haven't heard his song, I Will Not Comply, maybe you can find it, Scott, or have Kevin find it and play some of it. But it is fantastic. And it's just going to be a chance for people that are going to let their voices be heard. This afternoon, the technical committee gets together, so I'm sure talk about that and how to contact them and usher a no-mandate bill through to protect our rights.
Yeah, and again, Montana's done it, South Dakota's done it, Texas, Florida, red states, some of whom have less of a percentage of red states than North Dakota. I mean, of citizens that would count themselves as conservatives, Republicans, okay? So, in other words, you know, more of a political balance between left. North Dakota's bright red. Bright red Trump country here, for crying out loud. And Donald Trump's vaccinated. You know, the Hannon family, most of the Hannon family vaccinated. I'm not saying you ought not consider that option.
Exactly.
Talk to your doctor. Decide. The question is, if the federal government can do this on a virus that has a 99.9% recovery rate, what else can they do? And if we can't stand up against that in North Dakota, shame on us. Shame on us. Ridiculous. What do you see as the impediments to doing something about this, Chris? What's standing in the way of it?
I think it's just people's perspective. I was talking to some people on the way out here last night, and, you know, one of my buddies, and I want to share this with everybody. He's like, hey, look, I'm in. I get it. You know, but what does it really do for me to go out to Bismarck and stand there and hold a sign? And I said, what else are you going to do? He goes, I don't know. I said, exactly. If we don't stand now, like you just said, what's going to be the next creep, the next thing they're going to encroach upon? We don't know, but this is why you need to take a stand now and say, we will not comply. Because if everyone comes together and says, no, this is enough. I'm done. I'm not going to comply to these ridiculous mandates and protocols that don't even make any scientific sense, then if we don't take a stand now, then when? And I think today is the day to make the stand before it's too late. Because honestly, Scott, when I think back to January 21 of 21, Joe Biden sworn in, we're only in November. Look how fast things have moved in less than a year. We have potentially more than 3 years left of Joe Biden. And already you've seen from, hey, 2 weeks to slow the spread to now, hey, fire everybody that doesn't have a vaccination if you've got over 100 employees. That's just wrong. It's not America. So today's the day. Take a stand. I know that you're on the statewide network. There's a lot of people in the Bismarck, Mandan area listening. Come on out. Bring a sandwich. It's from, you know, noon to 1, 1:30. But just be around these people. Get fired up and realize that we need to protect our freedoms.
And if you can't be there today, and I would strongly encourage you to try and be there. I get it. It's late, but there are other ways to be able to let your voice be heard. It would be simply taking the time today to find out who represents you in the state legislature. Who's my House members? Who's my Senate member? Who represents me. And that's, you know, business owners, just, you know, anybody, you know, look, you're a citizen in North Dakota. These people work for you. Take the time to find out who they are and send them a note. I'm telling you, it's very powerful. And especially important today is members of the Delayed Bills Committee. They're the ones that are going to decide what happens here. Senator Jerry Klein, Senator Jessica Bell, Senator Scott Meyer, Senator Aaron Oban, and Senator Don Scheibel are the senators that are your voice, and they're going to decide a lot. So if you're in their district, let them know. Representative Chet Pollard, who is, by the way, the majority leader, Kim Koppelman, Josh Boshi, Scott Lauser, and Alyssa Mitzkog, all part of this today. Judy Demers, another one that's very barely Republican. I mean barely Republican. So, you know, people like that, you need to they represent you. Let them know what your viewpoints are in this. And, again, do it respectfully. Don't be rude. You're going to get nowhere,
yes.
You know. Republican on Republican battles are dumb in my mind. They're really counterproductive. People just dig their heels in. You accomplish nothing. But do it in, you know, Christ-like fashion, I would dare say. Look, you're talking truth to power. You're just helping them make the right decision. So, Texter says, when are the elected officials going to decide how to spend the $1 billion? That's what this session is originally for. That and redistricting. And there are arguments among the associations and lobbyists and others are whispering this, I believe. And that is, hey, we don't want you to do anything other than those two things. Don't get into the weeds on this other stuff. That's another reason you need to say, I don't think so. I don't think so. Stand up. So, the governor is speaking yet, Chris?
I believe so. I've got things up on Facebook, just a different window, but let me check and I can give you some. He's not speaking yet, so
okay. Well,
I was supposed to kick off at 9:30.
We'll let you get in there and find out what message he said. I've asked the governor's office yesterday repeatedly for a simple answer on whether the governor agreed or disagreed with the associations, because there are a large group of associations that are saying, hey, don't do anything else. Don't have the time to do it right. Don't do anything else. Just do the you know, repurpose of COVID dollars, which, by the way, is a good thing. It's coming here, so you might as well direct it into infrastructure and other things that make sense with our tax dollars, and also the redistricting. The governor, through his spokesperson, would not comment. So they did direct us to the address today. So hopefully you'll hear something that gives us some comfort that the governor supports this. So let us know what you hear,
yes.
Chris, okay?
I will. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. And again, come out and join us. We're going to be in the state capitol on the steps. Kicks off at noon. Blind Joe is live. And today's the day to take a stand for our state and for America.
Appreciate it. Chris Berg, who will emcee that event today and hopefully light a spark for freedom. Texter says, noncompliance. Now, there's a good citizen. Speed limits to hell with them. Liability insurance to hell with it. Paying taxes to hell with it. Oh, that last one, you Republicans have never complied with that. The most naive, liberal, drivel text I think I can ever remember. Let's take these one by one. Should we? Noncompliance. You're asking the federal government to not impose that you put something in your body that you choose not to. You choose to talk with your doctor and make a decision.
Apparently liberals don't subscribe to my body, my choice completely then.
Yeah.
just saying.
Speed limits, to hell with them. Come on. You know, come on. And by the way, you don't have to follow the speed limit. There is a penalty for that. Liability insurance, where you've got that, I have no idea. That's something you pay for and get a benefit in return. And paying taxes. You go do the math, liberal drivel texter. Do the math on every Republican you know and what they pay in the way of taxes. Whether that be, you know, the federal match on their employees, whether that be the things they purchase. Obviously, there are things known as the tax code. It's way longer than I'd like it to be. But you could talk to your Democratic members of Congress who are largely responsible for that if you want that fixed. Crazy talk. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we're going to New York City. It'll be here in exactly a month from today, matter of fact. December 7th, that's a Tuesday, through the 11th, leave from Bismarck or Fargo. I think we're down to less than 10 seats now. 10, I forget if it's 10 pair or 10 seats. We can take up to 60 folks, and it sells out every year. So if you'd like to go, now's the chance. It's going to be amazing. Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes. Think of a live nativity scene in the middle of New York City. Unheard of. This is unbelievable. The 9/11 Memorial Museum. The story of the Temptations on Broadway, from Detroit to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pure entertainment. And we just added this. We're going back to Fox and Friends. Yes, we are. And ask any listener that's been on this trip before, that's epic. You can't do that on your own. There are no tours at Fox and Friends. Let me tell you this one thing. Plus, we're going to meet up with Jimmy Failla from Fox Nation and also our friends from Newsmax. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Really is. Your meals, most of them included, airfare, hotel accommodations, the whole thing. Go to my Facebook page for all the details, all the numbers you need to call, all of it right there, or email me and I'll send you the full itinerary. Scott H. at flagfamily.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. John Hinderrocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment. We have a special session in North Dakota starting today, dealing with the redistricting and also how do we spend this manna from heaven that comes from the federal government that they had to give to us because they're bailing out Minnesota and other blue states and blue cities. He kind of, you know, wouldn't have stood up in court if they said we're only going to give it to the blue cities. So much to their chagrin, they have to give it to us. So that's what they're doing, John. But they're also dealing with, we hope, a firewall against CRT and vax mandates. Other states have done this. North Dakota is not yet because we have a session every other session. And we can't get an answer out of the governor on whether he supports this or not, specific to the legislation. He has said rather strongly that he disagrees with the vax mandates, but it's in press releases and Facebook posts, and we're hoping the rubber meets the road with the law. But here's something a little disturbing. Every major association represents the vast majority of employers in North Dakota said, you don't have enough time, there's too many proposed bills, just do redistricting, just do the COVID money, just deal with the budget, don't mess with CRT, don't mess with vax mandates, that crazy pro-life stuff from Texas and, you know, Mississippi, why would we want to be like them? What have we become as conservatives, as Republicans, as businesses? So it disturbs me. Does this disturb you?
Well, big business in general is not conservative, Scott. As you know, I mean, small business tends to be conservative, but business organizations in particular tend to be worse than useless. We see that here in Minnesota all the time. And, you know, the Republicans are not the party of big business. We are the party of small business. We're the party of the working class, the party of the middle class. But it's no surprise at all if business organizations don't support the conservative cause. You know, you talk about vax mandates, Scott. You know, I've been vaccinated. I encourage others to get vaccinated, but it has become blindingly obvious that the vaccines are not very effective at stopping the spread of COVID. They just aren't. We're seeing that in the CDC's numbers, and the establishment folks don't want to admit it, but it's obviously true. They do seem to be quite effective in reducing the severity of the infection if you catch COVID. In other words, whether you get vaccinated or not is your business, right? If you think it may help to reduce severity and be good for your health, great. Get vaccinated. I did.
Well, one of the benefits.
There's no argument for a mandate,
right,
if it's not stopping spread.
And one of the arguments here is they feel like, hey, you know, you're now imposing things on business. And I'm saying, wait a minute. This is about preventing the federal government from imposing it on business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely right. You're saying no imposition of a vax mandate on North Dakota businesses. Sure.
Another issue I want to ask you about in the Center for the American Experiment is why we are full-throated supporters and want them to do the work they've done in North Dakota and expand. And you can support that effort. 501c3 is tax time. Start thinking about this. AmericanExperiment.org. Is a fight on this front for people, for conservatives, organized, parents to say, no, CRT is not going to happen here, no way, no how, no matter what they call it. And infrastructure. I am of the opinion that because of Virginia, because of the free fall of Biden's poll numbers, there's a real chance we stop Build Back Broke. And right now, CNN, New York Times, everybody spiking the football over infrastructure. But that could have been a lot worse. A lot worse. Because they didn't need one single Republican vote. They actually did a little strategy here to say, if we can stop Build Back Broke by passing actual infrastructure in this bill, and something that's paid for with the Highway Trust Fund and repurposing other COVID money, I think that's a good thing. Do you?
Well, first of all, Scott, my understanding is that the so-called infrastructure bill is about 25% what you and I would call infrastructure and about 75% other stuff. As far as Build Back Broke goes, I hope you're right, Scott. I'd love to be an optimist because it's a disastrously bad piece of legislation that's mostly intended just to shore up Democratic Party power for years to come. My fear is that at the end of the day, the people who have got the control over what passes are Manchin and Sinema. I think they're going to go negotiate something smaller is my guess. My guess is they will pass something, but it won't be the current fiasco.
Let's hope not, and because that's transformational change. That's not even within the same universe as infrastructure. Awful. And you said 25%. I've heard, 40%. I'd like to get the exact number there. House Republicans say 10% is infrastructure in what's passed. We shall see. John Hinderrocker, Senator for the American
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, backers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. We run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.